We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hello, we are back. I'm here with Calvin Wetzel, fellow Her Hoop Stats contributor, my guy from Spread the Floor, and we're joined by one of the most prolific shooters in college basketball history, ready to cement her name on the sport forever in a few weeks. We'll actually be betting on that at the very end of this episode. Calvin and I have different thoughts about when it's going to happen, but Taylor Robertson, T-Rob, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. You know, I have to say this, get it out now. My entire family went to UT. I'm very sorry. I didn't do it, though.
I'll forgive them.
Oh, God, and she's nice. I went the D3 route, figured I would transfer eventually. But I have never been to Norman, Oklahoma. I've heard it's a great time from all my friends who went there. I know that you had family bonds. That was kind of one of the big decision or big factors in your decision to end up choosing OU. But what is it about Norman that people like me who have never been are missing out on?
Norman's a cool town. There's always something to do, something going on. Whether it's on campus for college kids or just like in the community, there's always things going around. And Oklahoma City is not that far, so that's always a cool thing to have, like the Thunder's in town. So it's always fun to go and watch them play too.
They could use some shooters right now.
Yeah.
Now, Calvin, I do... Calvin didn't believe me, but I was reading this article, awesome article about you by Emily Schumacher in Sports Illustrated. All shooters are superstitious, but this mozzarella cheese stick thing. one, are they were like they from your high school? I know Sonic makes great cheese sticks. My wife loves mozzarella sticks. So one, where were they from? Two, is there a new snack now on game day?
They were from Sonic, and that was strictly just a high school thing. Definitely not anymore. I don't really have too many food superstitions anymore. It's mostly just like basketball wise, like getting my shots up in pregame and putting my shoes on the same way and stuff like that.
So Dano, you haven't sent me that link yet. I haven't even read this. What is this cheese stick story with the superstition? This is from high school?
Before every game in high school, I would always eat mozzarella sticks from Sonic for lunch on game days. My mom would pick it up and bring it home for me to eat. And yeah, that's about it.
I mean, that's definitely the most random one I've ever heard of. I love it. My like, we don't have Sonic where we live in New York City, and we're in Texas for a little while. My wife is obsessed with cheese sticks from Sonic. She dips them in ketchup, though. I find it insane. I mean, I'm thinking about divorce after that one, but all great shooters have so much, so many things they go through prep wise. What's your typical game day like?
In pregame, I always get out there around 2 hours before tip, and I go through my normal shooting routine. I do like form shots, mid-range at all the five spots, like 10 of each, and then back it up and do threes at each spot, and then free throws. And then I don't know how specific you want me to be, but like I'll do like one leg free throws, and then I'll back up and do a couple threes, like just like balance stuff, and then I'll do deep ones, and then a little off the dribble, and then just like game shots. And then I'll go and sit down for a little bit before a team warm-up start and just take it in.
Love that.
Yeah, I'm going to have to eat some cheese sticks from Sonic before my next rec league game, because obviously whatever you're doing has been, you know, has worked out for you. But, yeah, I wanted to ask a little bit about kind of playing for Coach Bronchek, because I live in, like, Missouri Valley territory. You can probably see the Illinois State stuff behind me. So she, when she was at Drake, you know, she came here. We played them twice a year, and I, you know, kind of got pretty familiar with her system. Obviously very, you know, up-tempo, just unique system. Like, you played, you know, 3 years before her, right? And then she came and took over the program. Like, what was it like kind of adjusting to her style of play?
Her style of play is fun. It's fun for everybody. Everybody's got the green light, and we don't really have a lot of plays. We just kind of have actions, and it's on us to just make reads. And that's what makes it so fun for us to play in, and also fun to watch, because it's just, we're just playing basketball.
Yeah, did you feel like it took a little bit of time? You know, obviously you guys are really thriving in it now, but how long did it, do you feel like it took you from, you know, like that summer, that first off season when she arrived, to sort of really feel comfortable in that?
It took a little bit. It didn't take that long, because some of it was kind of similar to what we had been doing, but kind of just putting it all together. And it was just really fun to be able to learn a new offense and kind of style, and just to get used to it and get super comfortable where the shots are going to come from.
So I'm sure obviously that's part of it, you know, just kind of that style, but you didn't have a winning season in your first 3 years. Now, obviously last year, great season this year, great start so far. What all went into kind of that turnaround last year, and how did you guys, you know, get to this level where you've been at the last couple of years?
I think that we really all bought in and to the style that we were going to play on both sides of the ball, and just the energy and the competitiveness that the whole coaching staff brought with them and that we already kind of had on our team, and just put it together and just being really tough and just playing really hard to win games.
That's what it takes for me. I mean, Calvin and I probably watch way too many basketball games, but we were watching the Baylor game this last couple of days. And I think I tweeted, I was like, okay, Oklahoma, wake up. And it's crazy how you can go from being like down 21-4 to basically tied in a matter of like 5 minutes. It is fun basketball to watch. I'm assuming most of the people listening or watching have definitely watched you play over the years. It's pretty wild to have three, you know, key contributors on a team stay together for, especially with COVID now, for 5 years. Can you talk about what that bond between you and your fellow fifth-year seniors is like? Because you basically grew up together post-high school, and the success that you three are all having.
I think that the reason why me, Maddie, Anna all stay together, that's just like the character that we all have, that we want to stay here, and we know we have something really special. And with the coaches and our teammates that are surrounding us, like, we know we have something special here, and we wanted to still be a part of that and keep building the foundation and kind of finish what we started, because we were all thrown into the fire when we were younger a couple years ago, trying to figure it out and everything. And now to be able to have the opportunity that we have. We all knew that we wanted to be a part of this.
I love that. I mean, so many people with the transfer portal are, I mean, it's almost, you know, like NBA free agency or something. It's
yeah,
it's crazy. So to see people stick around, I'm going to say one thing bad about Norman, but like there's so many cool cities that are out there that you could have gone to, but y'all love it and you stick together. That's so cool. We don't see that too often. And I appreciate it. Sticking on the Big 12 route, what is your favorite, or who is your favorite team to play, and why is it West Virginia? I mean, look at the numbers. I think 30 made threes. There's never been a game with less than 4 threes made against them. It's really bad what you do in that state for West Virginia fans. Is there a favorite place to play besides that?
I mean, obviously, I love playing in our gym.
Yeah.
I think West Virginia is the main, but one of my favorites. I like playing in Kansas too. Just
well, yeah, you're from there.
Kansas and can have a lot of family in there. So that's cool.
Yeah. Go ahead, Gal.
Go ahead, Dan. I was just going to ask kind of the opposite question. Like, what's the toughest or most challenging place that road venue that you've ever played at in your career?
I think Iowa State's up there. They always bring a really good crowd and they're always really good. And it's a tough place to play. I think that in the Big 12, that's probably one of the tougher ones.
Yeah.
She hasn't been to the new Moody Center yet. Okay.
Looking forward to it.
Oh, don't kill my horns like that. Or my dad's horns, my mom's horns. You know what I mean? I can't say that. I'm a fake fan, I guess. 54% against West Virginia. When I was looking at that over 5 years, like that is, I mean, not many people can say that they've consistently dominated against a team, but it's there. I think that you have more games with at least seven made threes than you do with one or zero, which is kind of mind blowing. There's like one game in your career where you attempted no field goals your freshman year. I just can't imagine Taylor Robertson doing that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know if that would really happen as much now. I'd hope not.
And Calvin, you had a crazy stat about the comparison of her threes to twos.
I had a couple stats, but the one you're talking about first off is, I mean, obviously you've always taken more threes than, twos, but this year in particular, you've taken 93 threes and you've taken 8 twos in how many games you played, more than 8. It's like less than one a game. Like, I obviously everyone knows what you're going to do. You know, it's not like it's a secret that you're if you're 40 feet out, it doesn't matter. Like everyone knows you could pull it, but you still get those good looks off. You still get 7-8 good shot attempts a game from deep. Like how are you able to get your shots when like entire game plans are sometimes just devised around you like that?
I think a lot of credit should go to my teammates for that because they're the ones. They either set me a screen to get me open for a split second so I can get it off, or they're like always finding me in transition because that's the easiest time for me to try to get a clean look because defense is scrambling back because a lot of teams run back to the paint first trying to prevent layups. When they play us, they kind of have to try to do both. So when they're not paying attention or they run back in trying to prevent the layup, then all the guards, they always seem to find me in transition, throwing the ball ahead.
Yeah, I love that. And I mean, obviously that fits you guys, system perfectly. And you guys are, one of the most up-tempo teams. I believe, I was looking this up earlier, the lowest number of seconds per possession. So like the fastest team in the country in terms of like how long your possessions are, because there you just have so many transition opportunities. I mean, you guys weren't, necessarily like a slow team before Coach Bronchek got there, but do you, obviously now you guys have even kind of ramped it up. Do you feel like that has really just kind of helped open things up for you?
Yeah, I think it was beneficial that before Coach Jenny got here, we kind of were already a little bit up tempo and not just like walking the ball up the floor. So we kind of were used to it a little bit. I don't know how much I kept talking in case it was working, but I didn't.
It's all good. We definitely heard that you already played with you know, at least some tempo. And she kind of just opened it up for you guys. I do wonder, I mean, watching you all play is like terrible for my heart, because I, even in my best shape, I don't think I could, you know, keep up a pace like that. And definitely not now, you know, 10 years post-grad almost. No, I'm not that, 8 years post-grad. So coming into the heart of the Big 12, I'm not going to say anything bad about officiating, but I don't know how long y'all's game took the other night. I felt like I sat there for 3 hours. Your offense is prime to be one of those Big 12 type of games every night. Is there any team that has like a annoyingly tough defense or scheme that really gets y'all out of a funk that it's really hard to kind of adjust to or slows the game down?
I think each team kind of does it in their own way a little bit. I know Texas has like their full court press that they use a lot. So if there's either a lot of free throws or dead balls where they can get set in their press, then that can slow us down a little bit. But whenever we do play them, we just try to get the ball out. Like if they score, just try to get the ball out of bounds and get it in quick and go before they can kind of get set in their half court defense to try to slow us down.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I watched them foul TCU a million times the other night. TCU shot 42 free throws and 42 field goals. It was just stupid.
Along the same lines of, like, you know, teams that maybe can kind of get you out of your rhythm, I just am curious about, like, maybe a player who has been able to do that, or, like, just who in your career has been, like, the toughest defender that's guarded you, or that one player who you're like, man, I wouldn't mind if, I was never guarded by them again.
That's a hard one because it kind of depends on the game too, where I think one of the hardest ones I've ever had, was Didi Richards from Baylor a couple years ago.
Yeah.
She was our first guest on the show.
She was really good.
Yeah. We're going to have to shout Didi out. we'll clip this. So I'll see her in New York in a few months here. Big ups from Taylor there. I mean, that Baylor team was tough.
Yeah.
God, that feels so long ago.
Yes.
It does.
Calvin, what was that stat you had about her 3-point foul rate or something?
So,
like that?
So, I mean, this made me think of like James Harden or something. I know you're a James Harden fan.
I thought you were saying Taylor was. I was about
to. Oh, no. Well, maybe. Lose. I don't know. I know you are.
Taylor, are you?
I mean, I like him. I like Steph Curry more, though. He's my favorite.
I mean, yeah, okay. Fair.
Yeah, okay. So last year you got fouled on 24 threes, which was more than any other entire team in the country except for New Mexico. They had 25. So, like, at 300-some entire teams in the country didn't do this as much as you individually did. Like, is that something that I was talking about James Harden. I know he kind of like they changed the whole NBA rules for him because he tries to draw these fouls on threes. And
no, you got to phrase it right. He's one of the smartest players to ever play.
No shade. I like it. It is smart. Then that's what I want to ask you about. Is it something that you feel like you have like intentionally, you know, tried to be smart about it and try to draw fouls or catch defenders, you know, when they're jumping? Or is that something that you just take so many threes, you just like naturally get fouled on a bunch because you just shoot so many?
I think sometimes it just happens because I do shoot so many, but there's a lot of times where I've gotten better over the years of like feeling the defense. Like if I'm coming off of a screen or a handoff or something and they're trailing, like I can kind of feel them on my hip and I know if I shoot it, like they're going to be in my space. And like, I can just, you just know when you do it so many times, and I know that they're going to foul me. So I know it's just let it go and try to make it. Don't just shoot it to get fouled. So I think that it's just from practice over the years.
And Big 12 refs. No, Taylor loves the Big 12 refs. I love the Big 12 refs. I'm going to stop complaining about them on Twitter. I promise. Okay. All right. So right now you are at 486 career made threes. Is that right?
That's what I added up.
Yeah. Okay. Is there like a counter or anything like do they have some type of sign or anything in the stadium at OU?
Yeah. Down on the floor. They've had it all year this year where it a little tracker they move every time I make one, which is
that's
cool.
That's so sick. That's so sick. So we are what 13 away from tying, right? Is my math off on that?
Wait, you said
no, 11.
497, right?
Yeah.
So 11?
11.
Yeah, 11 to tie, 12 to break, I think. Does that sound right? Okay.
All right, let's look at the last three games. Yep, 6-6-4. All right. So if people who follow her hoop stats, you also should know about Spread the Floor. Her hoop stats, basically betting advice, where we only bet on women's basketball. We give advice. We have shows, whatnot. Calvin and I bet on a lot of women's basketball. We love betting on you, Taylor. We'll say that. but this bet is a friendly bet between Calvin and I. We want to bet on which game that you will break the record. So I'm going to jump out and say that you are going to do it at home against Kansas. It's only natural. That's 3 games from now. I know you're better or in the Big 12 over your career. I think 43% on the road, 40% at home. Going to have one or two big games come Kansas time. It's go time. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So see, the thing is, so when Dana and I were texting about this, I said like, all right, and I picked first and I said like, I'm going to go with the fourth game from now on the road at TCU. But like the more I think about it, I mean, like I feel like I'm probably selling you short on that. Like number one, because I feel like you get there in 3 games. Yeah. Number two, because like you have to do it at home. But it also like doesn't work as a bet if I pick the same thing as Dana.
That's true. So but you did pick first.
I did pick first. So,
are you saying you knew I was going to be basic about it?
I should have let you on first is the thing. I mean, I kind of have to stick with that now because I said it. And it has to be different, but I do like, I would definitely take the under on like how soon, sooner than that. Like it's not going to be after that game for sure. That's like the latest it'll happen.
I mean, here's the thing, right? We both could be wrong. You could have, I mean, you've had,
it could be next game.
Yeah. I mean, you haven't, have you had 10 threes yet in a game? No, only just 9
times.
All right. We need to have a double digit 3 game.
Got
That's
you.
What we need. That's what we need. all right. Well, then of course 500 will come after that. We're going to pass the all time men's leader, but I think there's somebody in the men's who's also like trying to pass that as well. So we got to keep up that pace, but are they going to make some like T-Rob 500 shirts?
That would
are
be
those in the works. Okay, because I wanted to design one. I was like, I'll get you the NIL profit. I don't know how to do that, but we'll run the design by you. I don't know if there's a T-Rob logo already made, but we'll incorporate the 500 in it. It's going to be sick. But Jordan Brand should be making that already for you. What they're slacking.
I know. You need to talk to him.
Okay, we're going to get in the lab. We're going to design it. We'll send you some proofs, and then we'll sell them to all our subscribers. We can send shirts to everybody. All the money is going to go to Taylor because that's the beauty of NIL. We love it.
Dano makes some sick shirts too. Like how many shirts do I own that you've made already?
And I don't know, a few. Dano, we haven't done one with a college player though.
No, we haven't. That Taylor's a great first one to do that with. I feel like.
Are we literally creating a company right now?
I think we are. I think we just did.
Oh my God. Look at this. From podcast to company. we love it. Taylor, do you have anything you want to plug?
I don't know. I'm good.
Hey, everybody watch Taylor break the all-time three-point record. Shout out Kelsey Mitchell. It's going to happen. Hopefully next game, but I'm shooting for 3. It's going to be a beautiful moment. But yeah, watch OU women's basketball all the time. Look up their stats right now. They're insane on our website, herhoopstats.com. And we'll be back next week with an awesome show. Thanks for coming on, Taylor.
Thank you for having me.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know business.